Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Colleagues and friends, I think you're going to enjoy this presentation. It's not very often that a fertilizer company can actually introduce a new fertilizer material, and it's not very often, but I think you're going to enjoy this. So several years ago, the Honeywell technology developed a process for creating an ammonium sulfate nitrate. Prior to this, the International Fertilizer Development Center, Norm Chin was a part of this as well, developed the first product out of Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and some of that material was distributed for research and for others to look at. But in the meantime, beginning in 2013, the Honeywell and Simplot began the construction of the building of the first commercial ammonium sulfate nitrate plant just north of here in Lathrop, California. The plant's going to be operated and eventually owned by the J.R. Simplot Company, and we are a privately held agribusiness company that deals with fertilizer materials as well as food production and land and livestock. I'll get into that a little bit more. Commercially, the ASN is going to be trademarked as Fusion product, and it will soon be available. So the concerns of the ammonium nitrate. Ammonium nitrate safety, the regulations established, and they're becoming tightening all the time. This is in 2008 with the Department of Homeland Security putting on regulations and considerations. There's memorandums from the Department of Defense on IEDs, explosive devices, and you know, it's all related to the use and transportation of ammonium nitrate. And so there would be a reason to develop fertilizer materials that would have less restrictions, less concerns with safety, and that we wouldn't have to be so much on guard as a fertilizer industry in transporting ammonium nitrate across North America. So that is a basis. We were able to develop, the Honeywell researchers, were able to develop this fusion. And the fusing technology is kind of interesting. It takes the ammonium nitrate and they combine it with ammonium sulfate. So this is Honeywell's proprietary technology, and it captures essentially all the free ammonium nitrate into this two mutually supporting structures. So you're going to end up with ammonium nitrate combined with ammonium sulfate. And maybe what you could think of, this is marketing, but maybe you could think of the ammonium nitrates as these bandits. Think of the ammonium sulfate then as guards. Don't you love these kind of presentations? But you end up, if it's done properly, a 2-to-1 double salt. And they're like two bandits shackled to a guard. And this 2-to-1, it's as good as it gets. 1-to-1 is not thermodynamically stable. In other words, you can make an explosive device out of it. And in fact, that was one of the main purposes of making ammonium nitrate originally. But the fusion of the double salt crystals in a microstructural composition, you combine the ammonium nitrate with the ammonium sulfate in a stabilized form, and then if you look, there's these small particles of free ammonium sulfate within the structure of itself. So what you're ending up then is a nice this 2-to-1 double salt between ammonium sulfate and ammonium nitrate. So this material is compounded, formed by fusing into this double salt matrix. So pretty cool. So you end up with a reaction, and each of these reactions, there's a different cast number that's been associated. So there's ammonium nitrate, there's ammonium sulfate, and here's the fused ammonium sulfate nitrate with a 2-to-1 double salt. There's some distinct features that I think are worth pointing out. It's not impossible. I want you to know that it's not impossible to detonate, you know, this material, but it's classed as a lower detonation potential. It's got a very low free ammonium nitrate content. In other words, you know, mean-spirited people of the world, ISIS included, I don't think they're politically incorrect to point them out, you know, they could actually, if they wanted to, separate the small granules of ammonium nitrate from a blended compound. They cannot do that with this material. It's easier to handle and easier to store, and actually ends up with a CAS number that's uniquely and specific to this material. So this slide is looking at the U.S. Safety Act of Special Designation. And you can see that there's a lower relationship between ammonium nitrate and fusion compared to ammonium nitrate or compared to a calcium ammonium nitrate as well, with a sensitizer 1 and sensitizer 2. Don't ask me exactly what the sensitizer additive is. I'm a lowly agronomist. But I say that safety issues are of paramount. There's this act designation provides the financial protection to producers and customers if fusion is used in a terrorist event, which I don't think is likely, but there are some standards there and some precautions. So it's the first fertilizer awarded the Safety Act designation by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. So fusion is easier to handle and store. So I've got some transportation characteristics. I don't know if I necessarily need to go through each one of these, but compared to ammonium sulfate and then the fusion, it's classified as a non-oxidizer, non-explosive material by the U.S. Department of Transportation, so you can ship it around. Storage, free ammonium nitrate, as we know, ends up breaking into fine particles. Fusion does not have that characteristic. However, I must say that the fusion granule also has to have a dust control on it. And if it's delivered in an experimental form and it's not there, you can end up with a cloud of fertilized material. But that's now being developed and taken care of in the manufacturing process. So there's some characteristics. So this dry fertilized material is a 26% nitrogen, no phosphorus, no potassium, but it does have 14% sulfur as sulfate. And then the nitrogen is interesting. It's broken down into a percentage of 6.5% nitrate nitrogen and then 19.5% ammonium nitrate as well. The sulfur is in a sulfate form. You know, other than Kentucky, there's world soils increasing in sulfur deficiencies. And I believe that we're going to continue to see more and more sulfur deficiencies and more work on sulfur in the future. So moving forward. So now we have this fusion, few safe nutrients of 260014. So I'm going to show you a few data slides until my chairman stands up. But this work is, the first work that I'm going to show you is by Dr. Don Hornick and Sarah Del Moro. Don Hornick passed away suddenly in the month of September at 56 years old. But he did a lot of great work for the industry, great friend of the farmers, and we're going to miss him a lot. The volatilization methods and materials, looking at incubation studies at temperatures of 4.5, 15.6, 26.7 degrees centigrade. He's looking at ammonium measurements and then days after application. So there's incubation going on at 10 days, 19, 35, and 53. These are sandy loam soils. He's making these applications at an equivalent of about 168 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen. Moisture is at field capacity. Soil pH at 6.5 with 5 replications. So, if you're looking at The x-axis is the days of, after application. The y-axis is the percent applied of ammonia compared to these products. So the first one is the standard of urea, and then the second one is the green graph is urea ammonium sulfate. The blue one is urea plus agritane. So there's decreases in volatilization. The red one is ammonium sulfate by itself, and then the red line shows fusion. So that there's a decrease in ammonia volatilization with this material. There's a paper presented yesterday by I want to say the students at BYU Idaho that showed similar results, and the statistics are there and inclusive. And I've got the full write-up for Hornick's data as well. So lend itself to the thought of this is an enhanced efficiency fertilizer material that can receive recognition by AFCO. So on our own farms. So we set up some Ciplot knowledge plots, and these are our field studies where we have different combinations of nitrogen material. Each of these trials are harvested the entire area, about 0.2 hectares being looked at, and those are the parameters. I can get into that if anybody is interested. This is our 2014 study. But look at the responses. We thought were very interesting. This is a corn yield in megagrams per hectare, but here's a comparison of urea to fusion over a three-year study. From 2012 to 2014, these are all irrigated corn, 15.3 to 16.7. There's some of the criteria down below, but that would lend itself to our growers starting to adopt some of these interests. So in 2014, we are being worried about how the similar product of just a nitrogen, so you could take urea and mix it with ammonium sulfate and then apply it out in a general response. But the fusion, this material is better than the urea itself. It's probably by related to the sulfur, but 16.8 megagrams per hectare was pretty encouraging as far as moving that field trial forward. So Simplot potato production fields. Am I glad to see you up? So this is Simplot potato fields. I have to tell you, the Simplot and potatoes and McDonald's, we supply about, you may not know anything about Simplot and agronomy, but I have to tell you, we supplied about 50% of McDonald's French fries in many major markets. So I'd like to see you, continue to order McDonald's French fries. Ciplot farms about 100,000 hectares of irrigated land. This is not only farms, but we own about 100,000 hectares. We also own about 600,000 hectares of total land, including ranches. And a lot of it is dealing with potatoes. But we established this trial. Here's the background level of NPK. Going in on a pre-plant basis, but the base level is to look at ammonium sulfate compared with fusion. These are the rates being applied. There's not much difference in petiole nitrate levels being sampled across the growing season. A little visual difference, depending on whose audience you're talking with. We came in, especially Galen Musso. I was out of town, maybe in Ecuador, some other place, and he collected 10 paired samples across this field. This is all EM38 data, and we could break out the total yield in megagrams per hectare of 64 megagrams per hectare for the grower standard practice compared to 67 megagrams. We could break this down into evaluation of quality, U.S. number one, as well as unusables. So there was a decrease in unusables with a grower standard practice and fusion. Sugar ends, we were a little bit higher with the fusion. We'll have to look at that a little bit more. But we are moving forward with developing these research trials. So, summary. This fusion is a low detonable replacement for ammonium nitrate. I think it's long overdue. Combination of nitrogen and sulfur. It's recognized by AFCO as a unique end fertilizer product. Decreased volatilization compared to urea. Yield benefits associated with several crops. I didn't show Norm Chen's data or Ebelhar's data or others, but there's a nice data set. But additional research is being developed on a wide array of crops and horticulture. So then, for you researchers, we're looking for research to be conducted on this type of material. So if you're interested in helping us to develop a nice data source on this material, please keep us in mind. And we'd love to be able to chat with you about a new fertilizer material and product that's coming and moving on to the market at the current time. So thank you very much.